Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you this morning. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday morning, 8:05 a.m. for 55 full minutes. First half of the hour, teaching from God's Word. Then we're going to bring you some great contemporary Christian and gospel music. And so for those of you who are tuned in for the first time this morning, we say welcome to you, and we hope you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday morning worship schedule. And for those of you who have been with us for many months and years now, we say welcome to you, and we appreciate you tuning in each and every Sunday. We also thank you for those of you and are grateful to those of you who have helped to contribute to pay for this radio airtime. And we invite each and every one of you to be partners with this ministry. There's a couple of ways you can do that. One, we invite your prayer support, and we ask you to pray for this ministry, not only for the radio ministry, but for the prison ministry and for other projects, outreach projects, evangelism outreaches. We're making plans now to go to Kenya again for the third year, and we'll be going there in late summer, early September, and so we just look forward to that opportunity, going through that open door that the Lord has provided for us over there. And so we invite you to pray for that. We invite your monetary, your financial support, your provision to pay for this radio airtime and also the Kenya projects and the outreaches over there. We are aligning ourselves with two ministries over there. Reverend Boniface Masoti in Nairobi has a Christian school, and we're raising funds to help with his Christian school. And also in West Kenya, the city of Mumias, we're partnering with Pastor Lucas Abanda and his wife Jane to help build an orphanage there in Mumias for about 30 to 50 children. And so if you have any desire or a calling to help with that kind of a project, or either one of those kind of a projects in either any way, just let me know. Pureprairie@hotmail.com is my email, or check out the contact information on my website. There is a couple of ways that you can contact us. First is through regular mail at Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. Or if you would like to check us out on the World Wide Web, you can do that at gathertheoutcast.com. That's gathertheoutcast.com, and you'll see lots that you like there on that website. We've got videos downloaded of last year's missions projects in Kenya, the revivals and the crusades that we did in Kenya, and also there's other videos, one of Kibera. If you go to the events page, you'll see a video of Kibera, the place in Nairobi where we did a big crusade last year. Also, you'll see some still pictures of other mission trips. There's audio downloads of past radio programs. Also, a link to a blog, jimrau.blogspot, that I post on every week with teachings on gifts of the Holy Spirit, sexual immorality, spiritual warfare, prophetic dreams and visions, and other things that you might be interested in on that blog. That's jimrau.blogspot.com, jimrau.blogspot.com. And so you can go there from the website, or go to the blog from the website, and you can also go to the website from the blog. Either place, you can make a contribution with your credit card conveniently, safely through PayPal. And also, we just appreciate if you would come before the Lord this morning and ask the Lord what you would give, or what you should give to help this ministry. If you've been blessed by these teachings, if you've been blessed by this ministry, why, go before the Lord and just ask Him what you should give in return, what you should bless this ministry in return. It's not about me. It's not about my projects. It's about for the glory of the Lord and His projects, the open doors that He has opened. And so if you'll ask the Lord how you can participate, how He wants you to come alongside, I'm sure the Lord will speak to you, and that's just be obedient to come alongside the Lord and make an offering to Him for His glory and for His kingdom and for His name's sake. Well, we're going to have a teaching this morning and it'll be on the righteous rain and what happens when the righteous rain. And so you can open your Bible there to the 13th chapter of Romans. We're going to start there in Romans 13, and we'll take that up right after our word of prayer. Father God, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for your word, Lord, that teaches and instructs, reproofs and rebukes us. Lord, thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto thy path. And so we look to your word for teaching and instruction and encouragement, strengthening. Lord, I thank you for this radio broadcast. I thank you for the provision. I ask you to continue to bless it, to open doors, Lord, for more. We thank you for the Kenya Crusades that are being lined up and planned for right at this time. And we ask you to bring in provision, Lord. We ask you to bless them. We ask you to bring in partners, Lord, people that want to see your kingdom move, want to see your kingdom expand to the four corners of the earth. Lord, I pray for open doors, Lord, that you would allow me to walk through and give me the provision to walk through. I pray for this country. I ask you to bless our president and the Congress, the Supreme Court. Lord, give them wisdom. Humble them before you, Lord, that they would see you and seek your face and desire to do your will here on this earth. Lord, I pray for the prisoners. I ask you to bless them, be with their families, their children especially. Lord, comfort them with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray for the troops, especially those who are in harm's way in Afghanistan and Iraq. I ask you to be with them, comfort them, and guide them, watch over them. Lord, we pray for this city, that it would be a city of refuge, that people would come here and feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, find active churches and churches that are serving you and desiring to seek you. We pray for godly men and women to stand up and seek you and defend their families. Lord, once again, we pray for this radio broadcast, and we thank you for the provision, and we thank you for the opportunity to speak into the lives of the hearts of men and women out there listening today. Lord, bless them as they listen. And all of these things we ask in the precious holy name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. Once again, this is Jim Rau, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministries. If you have your Bible there this morning, turn it to Romans 13, and we're going to take a look at the ordination of government by the Lord God. And I'm going to title this message this morning, When the Righteous Reign, because we have a situation here in America with the elections coming up this fall that many Christians are wondering, what is their place in politics? What is their duty in politics? What is their rights and obligation in politics? Some in the Christian community are saying, no, that Christians shouldn't get involved at all, and we should just stay in the pulpit or stay in the churches and mind our own business and not get out into the public arena. And also we have some that are saying we should take an active part in politics. We should take an active part in being a messenger of God out in the public arena. And I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that I am of the latter persuasion. I believe that we need to be active out there in politics, even to the point of running for office. I see it very important that we elect godly officials. I see it very important that we weigh and measure the officials that we put into office according to the standard that God sets, according to the rule that God sets. And so in this country, we've been blessed to have a country that has been ordained and passed down to us by the founding fathers, a country that gave allegiance to God and gave honor and homage to God. And so we have the opportunity, and not only the opportunity, but the obligation to hand to our children a nation with a godly heritage and a nation that honors and respects and gives honor to God. You know, we still have on our money, In God We Trust, and many of our public documents give honor to God, and many of our founding documents give honor to God. Many of our founding fathers were preachers of the gospel and doctors of divinity, and so they understood the role that the sovereign God played in establishing this nation. They understood the role that the sovereign God played in bringing this nation out of captivity and out of slavery and out of bondage. And so we cry out for justice, we cry out for mercy, but also we cry out that this nation would turn its heart to God and keep its eyes focused on God. And we see many examples in the Old Testament of the children of Israel. They did not follow God, and God eventually chastised them and broke them, and eventually he allowed their enemies to come in and take them off into captivity. The nation of Judah, Benjamin and Judah, the southern nation, the God allowed the Babylonians to come in and take them captivity and hold them in captivity for 70 years. And so we see an example of a people who are stubborn and obstinate and refuse to listen to God, and people who willfully chose another path and willfully turned their back on God. And so God finally said, I'm going to give you into the hands of a wicked nation. I'm going to give you into, turn you into the hands of the Babylonians, and they will take you captive and they will hold you there for 70 years. I've been studying just this last couple of weeks the book of Jeremiah, and I suggest you all read the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was the weeping prophet. He was crying out to the nation of Israel, and he was telling them, get right, turn back to the Lord. He was speaking the words of the Lord, and he was saying, turn your hearts to the Lord, forsake your idols, forsake your wickedness, your unrighteousness. And of course we know that the people didn't listen to Jeremiah. They continued to walk in their stubborn and their rebellious ways. And I feel a bit like Jeremiah this last week. I feel like I'm weeping over this nation. I feel like, especially since the president has announced that he has come out in favor of homosexual marriage, I feel like that there's just an unrighteousness and a filth settling on this nation. I was out on my porch the other day studying the book of Jeremiah, and a truck went by, and of course it's getting quite dry around here on the dusty roads, on the dirt roads, and the dust just filtered over the trees, and it filtered over my house and over everything that was in its path. And that's the way the Lord said is what's happening here in this nation, is that the filth is just filtering over every part of this nation. It's settling over every part of this nation. And so in a sense, what I'm giving you today is a prophetic word. The Lord is saying the filth